listening to Can I Get a Witness by Ignite Ministry Global. Please note that the views expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not represent the views of WAPN and WAPB. The content provided is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to seek appropriate guidance for any specific concerns. WAPN and WAPB and its hosts are not liable for any actions taken based on the information provided on this show. Thank you for tuning in.
And we are back. You guys, you are listening to Can I Get a Witness? I'm Christina Amos. This is my husband, Jesse Amos. And we are so excited to have you guys back. Another episode, Jesse.
I am stoked about this. Let's do this.
Episode 2. What
dose
is the church?
What is it?
Feel like we should have like some crazy drum roll for that.
I only got the Can I Get a Witness thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know. Maybe
we're not cool enough yet.
Maybe
I'll get a bank eventually. You know, I got to get a bigger little stream deck, and then I can do some more.
Oh my goodness! And you can plan on that because that's what he does.
It's getting there.
So I'm super excited to be back. I know Jess is super excited to be back. We had an awesome conversation last week about do good people go to hell? And
woo!
You know, it's a good one. It's one of those hot
topics. You
gotta
go listen.
You know, yes, get on there and listen, which reminds me.
I'm gonna tell you what, it isn't as bad as you think.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It's all seasoned with grace, baby.
But then again, maybe we weren't good.
Well, you know what? You guys can tell us whether we were or whether we weren't, and make sure you do the big three to do that. So make sure you like and you subscribe and you comment. Also, please share all the social medias. You're going to find us on YouTube. You're going to find us on Ignite Ministry Global. And I believe we have some new platforms we are launching from as well. Jesse, do you want to share a little bit on that, or should we keep them guessing?
Well, no. I mean, guys, eventually, if you go to igniteministryglobal.com, I want to be excited about this. We have our podcast RSS feed, which we will be putting on Apple, iTunes. We will be putting on Spotify. We're going to be live streaming, hopefully, I think we are currently actually from Twitch. So, you know, we have everything is set to go. I thought it was last week, but unfortunately, you know, when you're doing the live and trying to do the tech, it makes it a little difficult to make sure you got everything in the right place at the right time. And there is no test for live, guys. Yeah. We just go live and we're in a studio that is live. All the time. So
unscripted, just me and you.
Sometimes I have to look down.
Trying
and
to make
like,
things happen.
Is sound going out? Is sound making its way?
Yeah. We've had some positive feedback though. So it's been really awesome to hear from you guys on how you like the show, the things that you do like about it. And we would love to hear the things that you don't like about it as well. You said we were going to be on Twitch, and I have never heard of Twitch. I'm sure I'm probably one of the very few, and most of the listeners have heard of Twitch, but I just think it sounds like a dance move. Like,
I'm going to say how cool Twitch is.
What's
okay,
Twitch?
Twitch bought X Games. That's how cool they are.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
All right. So,
well, now it all makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, anything with X Games to me just makes sense. Or does it? I mean,
it is
people doing like triple flips nowadays. Doesn't make sense.
No, but they're
doing it. But it's awesome. It's awesome. Just like this show. So you should like, comment, subscribe, go to our website. We'll be live streaming from the website every week as well. So you can watch it directly on our webpage, like right now. So if you go over to Ignite Ministry Global, you'll see up at the top, there's, you know, and there's a chat. You can chat with some friends on there. It's exciting.
And give us your prayer requests. So we're about to enter into a
segment. Make sure you do that on YouTube and Facebook.
And Facebook, for sure. Message us as we scroll right into...
I don't know.
Stroll. You know, either one, whichever one suits your fancy. As we stroll into the next segment of our prayers and questions and from our listeners and viewers, we had a couple of prayers that we did last week for Eric, our friend Eric's dad, who got in a motorcycle accident. So we're continuing to pray for them. We have another dear friend having an upcoming surgery that we are praying for as well. A pretty serious surgery, brain surgery, actually. It doesn't get much more serious than brain surgery.
Yeah, I agree.
And so definitely be praying. I know we've had a couple other requests come through that we've been praying for, and we just encourage you guys to like pray with us in that time. And if there's anything that you guys want us to pray for live on air, or if you just want us to pray
in private and tell us if it's for private, we'll say unspoken or
absolutely, please do that. Please reach out. We would love to pray for you guys. We want to have that communion with you guys. We want to partner with you guys in prayer.
Let's not waste time.
Let's do it.
You pray, and then I have on my heart right now just kids. They're affected by so much in this world. I mean, the devil hates, especially those who are given to the Lord, hates their parents and therefore takes it out on our kids, especially when they're like easy prey. So you pray what's on your heart right now. Just go for it.
Lord God, I just thank you so much, God, for who you are, first off, God. I thank you for the very breath in our lungs, Lord. I thank you that we can come to you, God, that we have full access to you because of what your son did. I thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit that lives and dwells inside of us, that gives us power and strength to overcome the things of these worlds, God. And Lord, I just lift up those that are hurting right now, God, that have physical pains in their body, Lord. I pray that you will be with our friend as she approaches brain surgery, God, that you just be with the surgeons, Lord, that you knit everything just perfectly together, God. You continue to be with our friend's dad who was in the motorcycle accident, God, that you continue to improve him, Lord, breathing your breath of life into his lungs, God. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are so faithful to do these things, and that when we delight ourselves in you, God, that you come and you give us the desires of our heart, God. And I just ask that you make our desires more like yours, Lord, and that we can stay humble, Lord, and that we can just be a light into this dark world.
Father, we're humbled, God, just to be here to give you honor and glory, God, that we would bring your word to the airwaves, God. And God, we just ask for your Holy Spirit to be with us tonight, that you'd move, God, that you'd move over every time that somebody gets to listen, God. And God, as we pray, Lord, we just pray for our kids right now, God, everybody who's listening, God, for their kids, for the kids in public school, for the kids in private schools, God, for the kids in Christian schools, God, we need, Lord, more of you. And God, we know the devil is attacking us. So God, we just pray right now that you put a hedge of protection, God, that you mount up, Lord God, a legion of angels, God, to be sent out, God, to intervene when the devil is trying to take our kids out, God, that you bring them back into your presence, that you bring them back into the fold, God, that you, God, bring them into your prospering spirit, God, and guide them, lead them, God, that you protect them, and God, give them hope, God, where there are so many people committing suicide and God, that are depressed and don't feel worthy. God, you made us worthy, God. You've made us holy. You've made us righteous by your blood, God. And so, God, we pray for your spirit to move in the schools. God, send ministers to our schools, Lord. Send righteous people to stand up in faith and say, this is not the way. And God, we thank you, Lord, for the bravery, and God, for the people you will send. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And so last week we touched on, well, really, I guess we really went into do good people go to hell? And woo! We got to walk through that with each other and just conversate on what that looks like. And, you know, in a general sense, you know, God is the goodness. And Jesus is his blood that covers us is what makes us good to the Father. And, you know, how important it is for us to have that relationship with Jesus. And it was really good. So if you haven't heard it, make sure you go back and watch it. But this week we're talking about what is the church? What is the church? Which is this is probably one of our favorite subjects because we talk about this quite a bit. Because Ignite,
if you know us,
yes,
you know this is our heart.
Yes, because Ignite Ministry Global is about bringing unity, and so we talk. This is like our jam right here. So I'm excited about it. Are you?
I am not only excited, but I am encouraged to think that we are the church. Mm-hmm. And know that I'm part of God's kingdom. And so many people, they think maybe the church is a building or a structure that you go to on Sunday and you get excited for a moment and you go back about your business and you forget all about it. And then you come back every Sunday. I think that's the typical thought when you talk to somebody who maybe isn't churched, you know what I'm saying? That's what they think of. They're like, oh, the church is that building over there.
Well, I don't know. I have to say, Jesse, you know, the perfect answer is it is the four walls and the pastor and the deacons and elders sometimes that are within it.
Wait a minute. No, wait. Most pastors don't want those because then they would be accountable to somebody.
It's the four walls, Jesse. Oh, gosh. It is the four walls. Okay. We're going to have our argument right here on live.
Argument?
An argument right okay. here on live radio. No, so what no, are we no, talking no. About? Kidding. Kidding. No, I love where you're going with this. A lot of people do think of an organization or governmental organization of the church building
yeah.
that you go to.
I hate to tell you guys, though, the 501c3 church building structure governmental entity is not the church.
Oh, that's it. People are, we're canceled.
I think they might get pitchforks.
We are canceled, out of here.
I have been one of those people who, when you understand what the church really is, when you feel that perversion of what God tried to make holy, it makes you righteously indignant. Like, yeah. We want to flip the tables, right?
Yes.
Because I'll be honest, there's been many times that I think the church might be the tables that Jesus flipped.
And not that we don't love, well, there's a many, many, many organizational church building places.
Why are we being so cautious?
I feel like. I don't know. I don't
throw
know.
Caution
you know,
to the wind.
You know, we're brand new. It's only episode 2,
you can
two,
say
okay?
whatever you want. You're on radio. Live.
Right? True. So there are so many in our area, you know, that many pastors that we work with throughout Volusia County. That
and they're
are,
awesome.
They are amazing. Sold out for Jesus. They're all about unity of the faith. And we absolutely love them. And we do believe that you should not forsake the gathering of the brethren.
Amen.
And that's a time that the brethren come together to gather, usually on like a Sunday morning, and some do a Friday night and some do a Saturday. You know, it's not necessarily have to be on the same day or the same time or even the same place. I mean, we have friends, they own an amazing kombucha bar in Acai.
Ooh, there's a plug.
Yep. Love you, Jen and Colby. In Daytona Beach on Beach Street. And they
you
have
gonna tell them the name?
The Porch. I said that already.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you missed it. It's okay.
I'm blind.
That's all right. Deaf. Actually.
Oh.
That's okay.
Or dumb and stupid, apparently.
No, never. Never that. Never that. I think anyone who knows you would know better than that. But they have the most amazing place, and they actually have like worship nights there on Sunday nights, and almost every single night of the week, actually, they have a different organization or ministry that actually comes in there and like has a Bible study or some get together and pray before they go out and do evangelism on the streets. Like It's the coolest thing. So, and you know, that's not a church in the instance of what some people would think that it would be, you know? I mean, that's an establishment for business, and people go there and they buy things, and you know what? They set up church right there, because we're going to get into what the actual church, the Big C, really is.
And what is the Big C?
It's me. I'm the big cheese.
You are
that's the C you were talking about, woo, right? Woo. The big cheese.
You are definitely cheesy.
Okay. I give you that. Okay. I give you that. Can't be.
So if you are tuning in for the first time and you're wondering what is going on, let me tell you right now, you are listening to Can I get with me? Oh, yeah. And tonight, you are listening to Can I Get a Witness with Ignite Ministry Global. My wife, Christina Amos, and myself, Jesse Amos, are here to let you know what our subject is all about. And we're talking right now, what is the church? And we're about to tell you as much as we can in simple terms what we believe God intended for the church. And it is the bride of Christ.
Amen.
It is the one in which he loved so much that he gave his son for him. And so if you're listening tonight and you're wondering, you know, what is the church really supposed to be about? It is not an organization that you're supposed to give a bunch of money to.
True. Okay.
It is.
Okay, you went there.
It is an organism. It is a group, a body of believers. It is you and I, if we've given our life to Christ, and it is us who have decided to follow him for the rest of our lives. There is one really clear thing that we brought from last week. We talked about, do good people go to hell? And Jesus said, not everybody will enter in the narrow gate. He said, there'll be many that'll come in and said they did good deeds. They cast out demons and they healed the sick in my name, but yet they didn't know me. They depart from me, for I never knew you. We'd never want to hear those words, because what Jesus is looking for is a love relationship of intimacy. That's what I mean, Chrissy, that's what it's about.
Amen. I thought it was about a bunch of people getting together who all kind of look the same and act the same and talk the same and all just do the same things together. That's not it.
Together?
Yeah.
But I think that we should do things together.
Yeah.
If we are the church.
Yeah.
And I think we shouldn't forsake those gatherings of worshiping together, which has become a governmental organization called a church.
Yes.
A religious organization under the 501c3 organization. No, what's
Jesse
great
missed
about
my
that,
joke. Jesse yeah, I missed my it. Joke. I didn't get it. That's okay. I'm not always funny.
Well,
I try to be, but I'm not always.
They're going to think it's funny that neither one of us got it, or I didn't get it, and you were trying to say it, and maybe it wasn't funny. I don't know. That'll make it even funnier.
Well, okay. Bringing it back on a serious note, like bringing it back, talking about like us giving our life to the Lord, like coming into relationship with Jesus, right? And I want to speak specifically about baptism for a moment, because it's the first thing that Jesus asks us to do, right? And the way it's explained in the word is that we die to the old man just as Jesus died, and we rise new as a new creation, right? So when we do that, we come into the family of Christ. And so the church, like you were talking about, living organism, church, is also a family. It's a family that we have with Christ, where we all, as when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have now become brothers and sisters to Christ. We become heirs to him. And so we all become part of the family. And so regardless of which building we attend to on a Sunday or a Saturday or a Friday night or in a, you know, 501c3 establishment, or maybe it's in a kombucha bar, but wherever it is, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ because we are connected by Jesus.
You know, and we are not against those organizations, and that's one of the things I wanted to stress. I think the 501c3 actually extends our ability as the church, and that's why we've utilized this governmental body as the church to do great things for God's kingdom, because we're trying to expand the kingdom. And I believe that if we use that organizational tool wisely, I mean, Ignite Ministry Global is a 501c3.
Yes, it is.
We have a board. We submit to the governmenting official whatever, unless...
As they try to keep us in line.
Unless it doesn't line up with God's word.
That's right.
And if it doesn't line up with God's word, I'm not afraid to lose what God has set in before me. But I'm going to use wisdom and not just do something foolish in the name of God to do it. Those who are the church, are following God. They have a relationship with God.
Yeah.
We are the bridegroom. When you and I got married, we didn't know each other very well.
No. We didn't.
And we probably still feel like we don't know each other very well.
Sometimes.
And I would have to say that after almost 13 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I figured out some things.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely refuse to do some things. And I definitely feel like, as much as you understand me, there is the same feelings of,
yes,
you know, I know what he wants, but I just don't know if I can give it to him.
Well, knowing is half the battle.
Half the battle. You know, they say men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
Right? Yeah.
So we're kind of a little planetary jump away from each other normally, you know. And when we come into this relationship, I think when we were becoming the church, when we figured out that we were the church, I think that first time that you come into that, the arms of Jesus and God becomes your father, that's the key.
Yeah.
And when God becomes your father and we become each other's brother and sister in Christ, I remember.
Weird.
I remember when we were first we never really dated, but
that's right, guys. We never dated.
That's
another day. We'll have to share testimonies one day.
Yeah. The marriage stories. We'll have to bring other guests in. That'll be good. When we were getting to know each other, you know, I was very adamant. We are brother and sister in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not looking for a wife.
He was though.
I
didn't know it yet.
I was thinking, God, don't let this be a distraction.
Yeah.
And she was.
And really,
her beauty
that's
distracted me.
Thanks. And that's really where I was, though, too. I was kind of in that same place of like, I'm not looking for a relationship. Like, all I want is Jesus. Like, I remember at that point in time, like, I could stay at home and read my Bible all day long and go to Bible study after Bible study and worship, you know, at different places all over town and do ministry all the time. You know what I mean? And it was just me. I was free to do all of those things. And we still do quite a bit of those things together, which is really amazing. It's awesome to have a partner to do ministry in life with. We have different gifting.
You see, like, this is cool.
Yeah.
We get to be, you know, doing things that only God could call us to do.
Absolutely.
I feel like this radio show that we now have has really proved that when you listen to the Lord, he will always take you out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I'd be building a live stream into somebody's radio station.
Yeah.
Like, there was no cameras here, guys. This didn't happen like overnight. It was months of planning and thought and time and investment and money.
Yeah.
And, you know, we, maybe this week we won't forget to plug Ignite Ministry Global, and you can go there and donate anytime you want to help us to do more for the kingdom. We have movies. We have many ideas. We're trying to hire somebody right now for fundraising, and also
TBD.
A person to do social media and help us with a lot of stuff. We believe that God wants to provide income for people and bring people into the kingdom who are funders of the kingdom, mm-hmm. Like ourselves. We fund a lot of stuff. Yeah. We help bless a lot of people.
And we know that...
Being business owners.
Yeah. And we also know that we know our place within the church. Okay. And I'm talking about God's people. I'm bringing it back.
All right.
You know, I'm talking about God's people.
She took away my plug.
I'm sorry. I love you dearly, though. Hearts. But we're aware that each and every person has their own gifting and calling. Like, you know, I am very intimidated by all the little buttons and things that you have in front of you.
I just like pushing buttons. I mean, that's...
You do push buttons.
I do like to push buttons. I have lots of buttons, but I mean, I could show you them.
Okay, I'm bringing it back. But we are very much aware that each person has their own gifted and callings, and God, He made that for a reason. And so your giftings and my giftings may not be the same. Actually, we do have very, even though they complement each other, you and I do have very different gifts.
I think they're calls too. Calls, you think calls about that too.
And gifts. Yeah. And we know, like, you know, bringing in someone to help us, like, with fundraising and stuff like that, there are people who are gifted in these areas. And when we all come together with our gifts and we fitly join together as the church, right? God's power is just an explosion, you know, and you see the church, as in us, the body, function the right way, because we are all relying on one another and building each other up and encouraging one another and allowing each other to use their giftings and callings that God gave them so that we can build God's kingdom, because that's the whole purpose of it to start with.
I said comments like, we're not trying to build our own kingdom. You know,
yeah,
there are pastors and leaders out there that are doing that, but there are plenty of them that are just trying to utilize what God has put in front of them, and they don't know anything else other than go, 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 and do themselves. They would love for other people to come on board. I know a couple pastors that would love to make room for other people's vision and things so that they are able to, you know, really, you know, get this closeness, this amazing relationship with multiple leaders going. And that's the vision for Ignite too. And we've tried to not just be dictators of what God has brought into our path. You know, I know I have a lot of vision, and I'm willing to bring what God is telling me about Ignite and say, hey, if you've got the vision to do this, run with it. Mm-hmm. Let me help you. Let me help mold this with working together, right? not being a dictator, but working together. Let me help mold this thing with you, and you take ownership. Future City Music Festival was a great example of that. I mean, we came in on the outside, and I hope we stay with it for a long time. We've talked about many other ventures and going mm-hmm. across the country, possibly with that event. And without Tim Spencer, who came up with the vision for Future City, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So there is, when the church functions properly, it makes room for other leaders to function. There's the apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and pastor. And a lot of people don't understand the fivefold ministry. But if you're a governmental...
Which that'll be another topic.
Yeah. If you're a governmental leader of the body of Christ, that means you fall into one of those categories. Mm-hmm. And usually you might serve as a pastor. You wouldn't necessarily be called to a pastor. You'd be serving as a pastor because mm-hmm. that's what we get a job as at a 501c3. And yeah. then you would then have like deacons or elders. And a lot of deacons and elders might be a pastor, might be a teacher, you know, could be a prophet. Could be even an apostle. You know, I think there's apostles in every church all across the country.
Absolutely.
And you know, a lot of times they never say their title. They know what they're called to do and they humble themselves. They spend the time to invest in the people that God gives them. Mm-hmm. And they leave a legacy of servanthood. And that's what Paul said. He said, I'm a bondservant of Jesus Christ. There's no greater call but to serve the Lord. That's what we are called to do as the church, is to worship and love God. You know, last week we talked about, you know, this, do good people go to hell? Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, the good people who go to hell mentality, that right there is what, I lost my train of thought because I had to hit push a button. So the reason why a lot of people go the wrong direction mm-hmm. is that they're focused on the wrong thing. Like when we worship and love God and we're part of the church, you know, that's when we focus on the kingdom of God, not on our own things, not on our what we're trying to do, but what God is flourishing in. And so like those people who have humbled themselves and they're bondservant and they're serving everybody else, they don't care about their accolades. They're hoping that the next Billy Graham comes out of the person that they got to invest in.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's where like unity is so important, that we all come together, you know. The building is, I think, a useful tool for doing ministry. I think it's more of a hospital for the people who are broken and they need that refreshing and fuel. We should be getting our refreshing and fuel every single day. We should be spending that time with the Lord and fellowshipping with other believers and doing ministry and all these things. But the unity, God gave me this vision a long time ago, and I don't know if you remember me telling you.
No,
someone, maybe. A dear friend of ours, had a very similar vision, where she had a vision of everybody standing together as an army.
Oh, yeah.
But God had given me a vision for the churches, as in the organizational church, and each member of that location had their arms locked, and there was one here and one over here and one over here and one over here, but the enemy was throwing darts in this direction, okay, and the darts would go straight through, because all of the people who had their arms locked that belonged to this place, or this, they belonged to this place and they belonged to this place, and they had their arms locked, but they didn't lock with one another. So this place and this place didn't lock one another. There was no unity between them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because of that, the enemy still had a foothold and he could still get through, because there was no unified front.
Right.
Like a friend of ours, she had that vision of everybody, the body of Christ,
yeah,
the church standing in like an army, locked mm-hmm. arms, and
yeah.
then the enemy can't penetrate.
That's right,
because we're all locked on together. Sometimes we get so busy, and maybe that wasn't our intention in the beginning, but we get so busy and we're like building and building and building and building and building, right? And we're getting all these new members and new members and new members, and they're all locked in together, and these guys over here are all locked in together, but we forget one another. And so there's still a gap, and the gap gets filled as we come together in unity.
I tell you what, when we had National Day of Prayer this year, just seeing all the different denominations come and be a part.
It's amazing.
And the pastors stand together up front praying for civil leaders,
yeah,
all together. I mean, that is a powerful explanation. If you like you said, if the church would lock arms,
mm-hmm,
if they would do what they were called to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
To lock arms and not get off track,
mm-hmm,
from what they were just called to do, whatever God said. You know, like Ananias, I love that story. You know, Ananias had this amazing story of God. Here I am, Lord. Send me. Do whatever you want with me. That's the church. Yeah. That's the church. And we all, no matter what denomination, anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord, I'm like, I laugh because I'm like, we're so divided by these denominational lines and theology. And yeah. I'm not saying that some of that stuff isn't important to argue. But what I would say is, if we unify on the basic things, that Christ alone is the salvation, that God is the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and that we are only saved by the blood of Jesus, and that our redemption is found in repentance, baptism, and the Holy Spirit coming to live inside of us. If we can focus on those main points, then we don't have to worry so much. We don't have to worry about all the things that separate us.
Yeah.
And when we talk about them, we can do it in a way that the Bible says is true, because we can use the, if we believe the Bible is the final truth, that God's given us a map to do this, mm-hmm. that if we literally hang on God's word and say, hey, look, hold to this standard. Mm-hmm. God said this is his standard.
Yeah.
We don't deviate from this. This is how we you know, navigate our argument.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Amen. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned, you kind of like touched really quick on fivefold ministry. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's actually our next episode, is what is the fivefold ministry?
All right.
And I think it's going to be a great conversation. But talking about the final authority, the truth, and the truth is, all those who come to know Jesus and are all brothers and sisters in Christ, and we all become the church.
We are one church.
We are one church, because there's only one.
There's only one that goes to heaven.
That's right.
All the rest go to hell.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. You'll have to listen to last week's episode.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. So we are the church, and we think that the organizational church of today can be a really powerful tool for those who are lost and are really in need of just family and friendship and discipleship.
Oh, what should the church? You know, we got to do another topic on this. Is like, what should the church do or be or? How should it function?
How should it function?
Because I see the 501c3 church as a community center to help the church reach the lost. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really what that was supposed to be for, is an opportunity for us to provide care and to do things as a community for the community.
Yeah, amen.
You know,
amen.
We're supposed to be bridging the gap and bringing people into the fold and make disciples. You know, when you become the church, then you are a disciple maker.
Yeah. Amen. And we can absolutely talk more about that next week when we're talking about the fivefold ministry. I think that kind of ties in. We'll have to answer some of that.
I hope there's some questions. So if you haven't commented, liked, shared, follow us on any platform you'll find.
All the socials.
I'm working on the website, so go to igniteministryglobal.com. Check it out. There'll be a way to listen to these podcasts anywhere. You can also go to the WAPN app. If you didn't know, WAPN has an app. They got great music all the time. A bunch of different people get on here and get to talk. But you should go download their app. It's awesome.
Yeah, make sure that you are messaging us or putting below the video, if you watch it online, make sure you comment any prayer requests that you may have or any questions from this week or maybe even from last week. You can throw those in there too. And, you know, we give a lot of time, and it is a lot of financial on, you know, us too. God always provides and, you know, in every way. And he's just so faithful to do that. But if you do want to give back, there are ways to do that as well. How can we give back?
Well,
through igniteministryglobal.com. You can give there on our website.
And there's text to giving, but I don't even know what the text number is.
So we're so ill prepared on that. That's because we are so not about it.
Yeah, we're not.
I remember when we first started the ministry, we
do so many events and don't even ask for an offering.
Yes, somebody on our board said, you know, you didn't take up an offering, and we're like, oh well, you know, God will provide. He always provides, and you know what, he always does. And she's, you know what she said? She said, no, those people who bless you, they get a blessing. And by not asking or not even giving them an opportunity, you're taking away someone's blessing. And I was like, oh, dagger to the heart. Like, I've never thought about it that way.
That means we got to do another topic on tithing.
Oh,
that's everybody's favorite, right?
My goodness.
I mean, I bet you that it will be the most watched topic we do is tithing.
Yeah.
But yet, I will say we tithed ourselves into a house.
That's true. That's another story.
So you have to come and watch that one on tithing, because you're going to have to hear that testimony. It's insane. But we did end up with a house.
Yeah. Really cool thing that I just want to mention, because I absolutely adore them. If you haven't heard of them, Harry Love and the Hellstompers has been releasing new music every day, it feels like. They have an album called Faith Like a Child, and it is so good, so good. Man, those guys, they rock. They like rock the house every single time.
I love it.
They're based out of Eustis at One Fire.
Yes.
If you're ever around that area, look them up. It's like a church building that you've never experienced in your life. It is like really the coolest place.
Imagine if you had a thrift store, and in the back of it was, what are the speakeasy?
Yeah, it looks like an old...
Yeah, it's like a speakeasy.
Yeah.
But huge.
Yeah.
I mean, a huge speakeasy. And that's really kind of what it is.
It's so cool.
And it's super trendy. And they have amazing worship on Friday nights.
And they have garage doors.
We got to go. If I have a weekend where a Friday's off, I got to go.
I know. And they have these garage doors that kind of like open up in the back, and then you could hear it throughout the neighborhood there, which is really cool too. But anyways, Harry Love and the Hellstompers, make sure that you look them up on all platforms, Amazon Music. I know you can find them there. Their new album, Faith Like a Child, they are awesome. And you're going to have to check it out.
And I didn't talk about it last week, but Sean Foyt and Kirk Cameron recently just got together. If you don't know what Kirk Cameron's been doing, he's been bringing the Brave Books, I think it's called Brave Books. And what God is doing through that is he's fighting and combating the counterculture to Christianity with just love in the gospel. I mean, truthfully, that's what he's doing. And he's gotten a lot of backlash for it. But honestly, if you go watch the video of him and Sean Foyt in the in whatever library reading a book, the library is literally wall to wall with people. And it's a huge library. It was amazing to see the turnout there. And what it tells me is God's people are rising up.
Yeah.
And if you're not involved in your community in some way to be an influence for the gospel's sake, try to pray about that. What has God got me stationed for? Like Ananias was there to help Paul and be a light in some situation, not in a small sense, because I think God is always... I have pretty big vision, you know, on my own. Mm-hmm. But I think what God is birthing in us is always bigger. Like, we thought we would be doing this podcast in our room that we were decking out.
In our office.
Yeah. Like a small room. And we were decking it out and getting it ready. And God was just like, no. And he said, no, I want it to be bigger than that. I want you to do a radio show.
Yeah. And here we are. here we are. And if you guys love what we're doing, and hopefully you guys do, please, again, like, comment, subscribe, and share. Make sure you tune in on WAPN for our show every Monday night at 8 p.m. But also tune in on WAPN. There's a lot of good pastors and preachers and ministries that come on and talk about a lot of different things. Shelly is kingdom.
She's the minded most kingdom.
And oriented. She's really, really amazing. You're listening to Can I Get a Witness with Christina and Jesse Amos with Ignite Ministry Global. We love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll be with us next week as we talk about what is fivefold ministry. I can't wait. I love it. We're having a blast, and we'll see you next week.
God bless you guys. Can I get a witness?